Hey, sorry. Excuse me. Do you mind moving for a second? I just want to see if what I'm looking for is on the shelf. I promise that it will only take a second. Thanks. Wait. Sorry, I don't mind. To keep staring and just. You look familiar. Kinda like someone that I used to know. You didn't by any chance come into this store to hang out with a certain cell clerk, did you? A long time ago? Oh wow. It really is you. I can't believe it. Why didn't you say something when you saw me? Well, yeah, I guess I do look a little different now. Older, more distinguished, and maybe a little more past my goth face. Although, I would be lying if I said that I've never felt the pull. You know what they say. Once you go black, you never go back. You still should have said something if you recognized me, though. But I guess you can never know for sure. It's been over 20 years. Amazed that we were even able to spot each other at all. And no. You look great. Just. What did I say? Older and more distinguished, and maybe a little past your nerdy face. Although I'm willing to bet that you are still a geek. Just a better dressed geek. Hey, trust me. That's a compliment. You look great. No, I didn't say that you looked old. Just older. I would never say that you looked old. First, because you don't. You look fantastic. And second, because if you looked old, then that would mean that I looked old, and I'm sure as hell not ready for that yet. Thanks. I'm glad to know you think I've still got it, at least. Honestly, I think that you might even look better than before. I think that the kids call it a glow up or something. I'm not sure. I kind of fell off the slang train after 2002. Do people say "what's up" in that weird prolonged speech pattern still? Hey, stop with a smirk. I was kidding. And we can all be happy that trend died off with landline phones. Definitely don't miss either of those. Even if I do wish I could call up your old answering machine just to hear that old rap put as you leave a message recording. Yeah, I still remember. How could I ever forget the cringe? Oh, whatever. It's not like you don't have plenty of vedette in me. Please tell me that you burned those old photos to the ground. I really want to forget that I once had a lip piercing. No? You actually kept them. Wait. You really still have those old photo booth shots in your wallet? Wow. I forgot we even took these. And look at us. Just a couple of mall rats. In bucket hats. I'd say those were the days, but I'm honestly kind of glad they're over. I bet you are too. Yeah, I definitely don't miss the chin acne either. So, what brought you back here anyway? Last I saw you, you were headed to a big city with some pretty big plans. Really? This old video store means that much to you? No, you don't need to feel embarrassed about it. Actually, it's kind of why I came back too. I just wanted to see it one last time before they finally tore it down. Yeah, I'm honestly amazed it lasted for so long. All other video rental shops I know closed down a couple years ago. But I guess there's something about this place that keeps people coming back. I did always say it was magical when I used to work here. Actually, now that I think about it, all of my best memories of you are here too. I don't know if you remember how many hours you spent chatting with me when I worked the late shift, but it was a lot. Nah, I never minded the company. Plus, it was an excuse to try to convince you to rent all of my favorite movies. Which, by the way, you annoyingly never wound up liking as much as I did. Yes, I still remember Interview with a Vampire. And alright, fine, it doesn't actually hold up, but Brad Pitt is still hot, so I maintain that it's still enjoyable purely on that basis. Oh, fine. You can still hate it, if that's really the hill that you want to die on 20 years later. Jeez, you're still such a movie snob. The only film that we could ever agree was... Wait. This is why you were in this section? Or what are you looking for? Me too. I don't even know if he just played it anymore, but I just had to see if they still had a copy of The Truman Show. Man, we watched that so many times. It was always our thing. And you never got bored of it. No matter how many times I kept trying to convince you that our lives were secretly being filmed too. Yeah. I knew that it drove you crazy. But I always liked driving you crazy. Anyway, I basically watched that movie on repeat for a solid month after you left. It reminded me so much of you. If that's the same copy that they used to have, I feel like it's mine by eminent domain at this point. I rewound that thing so much. What? Oh, I'm not still upset about that. I don't worry. I know that we didn't exactly leave things in the best place. But honestly, I was mostly just mad that you found a way out of this boring little town before I did. Besides, it's been 20 years. I'd like to think that I am a little more mature now. Yeah, yeah. Emphasis on little, I know. You really haven't changed a bit. Well, mine's the shit clothes and high-profile job. But the smile is still the same, at least. Yeah, so... I do know a bit about the work you do. I hope that's not weird. I may have looked you up a couple of times after social media became a thing. Just general curiosity, you know? You can't blame me too much. Thanks. Yeah, I thought about friending you too, but it just seemed kind of awkward after so many years. Besides, I figured if you wanted to find me, then you would... Well, honestly, you would stalk my profile and then probably feel too weird to friend me too. And judging from your chagrin, that's exactly what happened. And it's why we never talked. Well, live and learn, I guess. You're welcome to friend me now if you want. Although, I can't promise that my posts are anything exciting. No, I don't know if you can see it on my profile, but I moved away a couple years after you with the unrealistic hope of finding something of a realistic career in the film industry. Which, surprisingly, actually worked out. I write film reviews for a YouTube series now. Yeah, that series. Wow, you did do your homework. Anyway, it's not much, but I like it and it keeps the lights on. And go on and ask it. I know that you want to. Yes, really. It may have been forever, but I can still tell what you're thinking. You want to ask about my love life too, don't you? It's fine, I don't mind you prying. As you can see from my hopefully still sexy naked fingers, I'm not married. No long-term partner either. Just me and a series of increasingly comical relationship mistakes. Oh, do me a favor and never ask me about the summer of 2017, okay? Thanks. Yeah, I tried online dating for a while, but it just always felt too impersonal. I miss days when you could just meet someone at a video rental store and then watch the Truman Show 8 billion times and then. Hey, do you remember when we used to fool around in the adult video section? Okay, yeah, it's kind of hard to forget, but... I wonder what ever happened to that part of the store. Yeah, I know that it doesn't exist anymore, but... they can't just have gotten rid of it. I'm trying to remember. Wait, over there. See that door? That's right, where the curtain for the adult videos used to be. I'm sure of it. Oh, come on, I want to see what's inside. Oh, it's fine. There's hardly anyone here. Besides, we're old now. If we get caught, we can't just claim that we're senile. Okay, maybe we're not that old, but don't you want to see what they did with our old stomping ground? I promise, it will just be a quick... Yes, okay then, come on, and keep quiet. Whoa, I guess this is where they decided to stop the promotional material for all the old movies. Do you see that cat out of the Dark Knight in the corner? Wow, you could make a killing if you sold that on eBay. Batman fans are insane, honestly. I was younger, I'd be kind of tempted to steal it. Okay, I'm still kind of tempted to steal it. But I won't, because I'm past the age where that's cute. Anyway, I'm glad that we came back here. This place like a time capsule to films. So many posters. So much memorabilia. Jeez. It's hard to believe there's been 2 whole Star Wars trilogies since we last kissed. Oh no, no, don't tell me your thoughts on those, or we'll be here all day. You just... I don't know. Time is weird. That night... I know that you remember that night. When we first... It just seems so close now, yet so far away. Kind of like you do right now. Like you're something that I always had, but never really knew. I don't know if that makes sense. I... Like, can I just kiss you? I know that we're too old to make out in the back of a video rental store, but I just need to feel you again. Please. It doesn't have to mean anything. I just want to remember. Remember you. Fuck, you feel good. Yeah, we're way too old for this. But I really don't care. I need to want someone this badly again. What I need to remember. I can't explain why, but I do. We have to be quiet, though. There are still people outside. No, 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 I'm fine. We just have to be careful. We can stop. No. You look even more amazing than I remember. Just let me hold you again. Please. Let me feel safe with you. Let me feel warm. How to be in your arms again. Stop if you want to. But I don't want to. But no, I don't care who finds this. I just want to feel free again. Besides, I'm willing to bet that we can be a little quieter than used to. Maybe you're not so good at being quiet after all. I don't mind. I like teasing you. And I like risking this with you. Working professionals want to kiss in a supply closet, then no one should stop them. Well, maybe tomorrow they kiss. If you want to. Oh, don't worry about me. I definitely want to. Shut us all at once. I need you. I need you. Right here. And now. 20 years was too long to wait. Please. Please lay down with me again. Oh, lay down with me. Give me all you've got. I promise that I'll be quiet. Yeah. care if I'm comfortable or not. I only care about how much I want you. Come on, babe. Give it to me. No. No, please. Oh, that's it, babe. Fuck, you feel so good. I'm trying to be quiet, but you're making it so hard. And I would offer some post-coital affection, but I think we both prefer not to be caught with our pants down. Yeah, quite literally. So, let's maybe get dressed and try to make a quick exit. Once we plan our escape, would you be interested in getting coffee? I don't know what the future holds, but I'd really like to catch up.